God bless you. You're about to listen to the voice of the eagle with Prophet Samuel Addison. Prophet Samuel Addison is an anointed servant by the will of God and is graced to operate in the fivefold ministry. As you listen to this tape, be ready to be caught up into unlimited levels of the Spirit and soar unto greater heights. Enjoy the message.
Prophet Samuel Addison is a general overseer and founder of the Eagle House Chapel International. He is a dynamic, authentic, and accurate firebrand prophet of our time who carries depth and authority and operates in a sharp, forensic realm of the prophetic. He is a global speaker whose ministry transcends borders and boundaries. Prophet Addison is a seasoned preacher and author of many books. His messages are centered on hope, righteousness, the Holy Spirit, order, and discipline in the body of Christ. And his prophetic services are highly charged, power-packed, and always filled with the overflow of unusual blessing. Prophet Addison is married to Reverend Mrs. Eunice Binti Addison, and they are blessed with two children. And now, we present to you God's Oracle, Prophet Samuel Addison.
It's maybe more, but
John
1 verse 12.
Yohane nguma tiba akunchiche mudu mienu.
Mark all the scriptures. Yeah, mark. Yeah, please read for me. John 1:12, sorry.
But as many as received him.
As many as received him.
Na dodo na eje no no.
To them he gave the right to become children of God.
To them he gave them the right. Can I have the new King James? The old King James.
Now, to them he gave them the right to become
the children of God. As many as receive him. He gave them the right. The right means he gave them the power. So as many as receive him. He gave them the power. To become. Lift a voice and shout, power to become. I want to hear your voice. Lift a voice and shout, power to become. The book of Luke chapter 24.
Luke
verse 49. Luke 24:49. Yeah. Yes, read for me.
And behold, I send the promise of my Father.
I send the promise of my Father upon you.
But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem.
Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem.
Until ye be endued with power.
Until you are be endued with power from on high. Lift a voice and shout power again. Lift a voice and shout power again. Acts of Apostles chapter 1. Verse 4 to verse 8. Acts of Apostles chapter 1. Verse 4 to verse 8. I'm speaking on the topic power. Yes.
And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem.
He commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem. But do what?
But to wait for the promise.
But
of the
wait
Father.
For the promise of the Father.
Which he said,
yeah.
You have heard from me.
Go to verse 8 because of time. Verse 8. I feel that verse 8, all of us must read a loud voice. One, two, let's go. I want to hear a voice. Anybody holding a microphone must be, get involved. Come, say it well. Go.
But you shall receive power.
Say it again.
But you shall receive power.
For the last one.
But you shall receive power.
When what?
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
And you shall do what?
And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
I wish read again, one go. But you shall do what?
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
Father, help me to speak under your influence in the name of Jesus. So the preach is in three parts. I'll show you what power means and what power refers to. And power for what? So that's what my teaching this morning. So follow me carefully. Power is a must for every Christian. It's not something you should even, it's not optional. It's not something if you choose. It's a must. It's necessary for every believer to have power. Do you know why? Because power is a confirmation and is the mark of your sonship.
So
if you say you are a son of God, or you
are
a child of God, the confirmation or the mark for your sonship is a power you have. So if you're born again and you don't have power, then I don't trust you're born again. John 1:8 says, as many as receive him, unto them he gave them power to become. So before you can become a born again, before you can become a Christian, the confirmation, it's like you cannot enter US without US visa. You cannot enter UK without UK visa. The same way you cannot enter the kingdom without power visa. So as a Christian, you must have power. Lift up word and shout, I must have power. Say, power is a must. Come on, shout, power is a must. Two, power is one of the most prized possession any human being can ever have on the earth.
To me,
that's why everybody looking for power. I'm telling you, everybody. Look at social media. Everybody, NDC, MPP, everybody, QQQ, MGR, Eagle Party. Dominion Party. What are they looking for?
They're
looking for power. Power with God is a key to the power on the earth. I'm just giving the background because the room will be fire very soon. Power with God is a key. If you want to have power on the earth, you must have power with God. This one of my sons came to the office. He came to support our Hohoi program. He came. No, Oba.
So,
I was talking on a few things. And something came up. Most of you want to be rich. You want to have money. Do you think you can get money in Africa, powerful money without power? If you get money now, like $1 million now, and you don't carry power, somebody will kill you. There is nobody in Africa or in the world who has power with, who has money without power.
Send our 10
because
I would see you.
I'm not joking. I'm not joking.
And you are grown now, OD.
Nobody.
Or PPN, you are no more.
If they will tell you the sacrifice they do,
Omo beka niya, Omo ye achrewa.
To even remain at their realm, will you?
And sana, Omo iwo bebiya, Omo wana.
So you are looking for money. You, the strength you have is the money that comes to your hands.
And what then I want, and who can I buy one sem?
The power with God.
To me now, who are radimuno?
Is the power you have on the earth.
And only to me, who are asasi way so.
You can never do anything in the world with that power.
Unti me nye bibi awo asasi way so. I won't need to me.
I'm telling you.
Or can no cry natural.
So you must be ready for what you are looking for.
Enti awo sa wunye krado mani awo shisha.
You see them on social media and on TV and on interviews with a nice face. Do what they do spiritually before they survive.
Uhu amu abrinya abrinya na uni miyomu ye awo eche. Effort to me home.
That's for power. You must look for it.
To me dear, awo sa wunye shisha bi.
You need the power of God.
Uhi ya eradi to me no.
Power of God is the key to dominion on the earth.
You
want to have dominion.
Need power. That's why every
Christian must have power.
And the
power of God equals the power in life.
To
be powerless is a tragedy. To be powerless is a tragedy.
So we need to minu eye akwenshia.
Power is not you in a church dressing and dancing and clapping. And no, that is not power.
So we wa asafu nim na wasiesie wo na wo bon sem ekoba koba na enye no na ye tumi no.
Sometimes I'll be on TV.
Edu mi bi no wo TV so a.
I love to watch sensible documentary, not foolish ones.
Abeni abeni ano peso unsiye bibi anyansa wome nye bibi anyansa bieni.
I don't spend my time watching foolish things.
On saying that, jene nemre ensheni ema.
Anything I pay attention must help me.
Bibi biara odi ne nibesi sune wose embuano.
You see, maybe you are doing some festivals, maybe in Ashanti region. In Volta region, and you see somebody who pick my nothing comes out.
Na bibia emma.
Do you know the things they did to get to that level? I remember when I was young, maybe 14, 15, I was not 17 years. I was working with a close friend called Isaac, the one that threw him and became born again. At that time, we prayed 7 hours, 6 hours a day, every day. So, pray and move into his house, took my mom's place, come and eat. I don't sleep at home.
So one day,
I went to his house.
We have
finished praying. And I came to our house to come and eat. You go to Malata New Town. And somebody was sitting down doing concussions. He said, Addison, that boy is a daring boy. He's a daring boy. He said, yes, speak in tongues. The inside
there. I don't know
much about the spiritual things.
But he was ahead of me.
It was a crowd at Malata. And the man was doing the thing. And the guy started speaking in tongues. And the man said, some people among you are fighting me.
So
when I heard the man say that, so I joined him. For all the 1 hour, nothing of the magic work. You know why? Power met power. And one power subdued another power. Look
at your neighbor and say, to be powerless is a tragedy.
Catch your new Ben will say, only to me a aquensia.
So being a believer without power is shameful.
And say we are Ojidinia only sad to me way no a yen gwasia
is a shameful thing to the kingdom.
And Guasia Poma and Hinia no.
If you're sitting here,
so what's
the
hand of
someone goes to the man and play juju, and you juju to take something from you is shame. Don't come and tell me.
So, Obiqua a draw so not the 2 minutes, a GBP free one, a yen Guasia, and Mamma can't churn.
I don't know even.
It's answer own few.
Where is your power?
It's answer who 2 minutes
away. Come then next time. Today is a different area.
And so then or can be before.
When we say power, power refers to what?
It is a case to me, to me, and only
the power of God refers to the strength and the might of God.
So, what can say to me, a radiant, to me, and I say a radiant near my dean.
Take your time, God, the preaching is going somewhere. Makubada Balashaka. The power refers to the strength and the might of God.
To me, a suffer a radiant, and then near my dean.
It means the energy and the forcefulness of God comes upon you.
Say a radiant.
When God's power comes upon the man, the strength of God, the might of God comes upon you, the energy of God and the forcefulness of God. If you carry God's power,
you won't suffer in life.
You are tired. You lack the power of God.
And which say only eradi to me.
When God's power comes upon you,
eradi to me bow.
His strength.
Now who are
his energy?
To me,
his forcefulness.
To me, I would be your baby.
If you carry power,
so who was that to me?
Carry energy.
Who was that? And
you carry strength.
Who was that to me, dear?
Sometimes I look at Archbishop Salifu Amaku.
Every maybe not hear Archbishop Salifu Amaku.
I've traveled with him before.
It's not sounding like to an amount pain.
I look at the things he does.
Oshé niema oya.
Is that energy coming
from?
Without the power of God,
you
have no strength. The power refers to what? It refers to the ability and the capability of God. When you know God's power, you do not underestimate his ability. So the power of God refers to the ability of God and the capability of God as a power of God. If that power is on you and you know that power, you cannot say, ask for this, God cannot do it.
No,
you don't underestimate his power. If God says by 6 p.m. he will change your life, you don't say
no.
He can do anything at any time. He can change you at any time. That's the power of God.
And when you are
ready to me, no. The power of God refers to the possibilities and the potentialities of God. It shows you what God can do and what God cannot do. Please, not everything God can do. He refers.
Wait, you say
to possibilities
near to me
and the potentialities of God.
And then near eradi ne who are
I'm running very fast because I'm entering a main message. God's power refers to the rule and the authority of God.
Eradi to me and near obeti me di be diso and our fa bibi no mum.
The power of God refers to the rule, the sovereignty, and the authority of God. That's where he releases his rules, regulations, and restrictions. If you carry the power of God, you carry the rulership and the authority of God. You are not a timid Christian. Timidity is calamity. If you carry the power of God, you are not timid. Anywhere you go, you don't behave like you are an orphan. You wish it's morning.
E ka won ko anu na nka di achi.
Oh, enye morning.
Na so ade enchi da.
You can't sleep again.
Unti mi ndabiem.
Na wa fa ofum.
Na wa fa ofum. Na wa hwe wo mre na won.
Papa will be sleeping.
Sam ready e papa oda.
I will call papa.
Mi nya yanka me fre no.
Do you know why you behave that?
Uni mi enti a wo ya oni amasa.
The power is not there.
Su mi no eni ho no mo.
So only dream is shaking you.
Enti daye keke no ena ewo su say.
Only dream
daye keke
is shaking you.
Ewo su say.
And you go for Ekuya.
No wa fre.
Are you asleep?
What dana?
Come and lie by my side.
Bra better men chain.
You what? So that Ekuya or Ama you call to come and lie by yourself, would that person come and fight the spiritual battles for you?
Ekuya na na Ama na ube friend. Ono babe kusa su sumun to kwana ma wana.
Last time I went to somewhere.
And maybe you call baby.
And I was preaching.
Nana or Kasem.
And I said, and a snake appeared.
Now I want to cast an or will be Pier Waho.
The church.
I sorry no. I'm a
look at church members.
She asked for ma.
It was either South Africa or either. It's Ottawa somewhere.
And you're on my way more to coin call baby.
You were afraid of a snake.
No, I'm going to throw a wall.
One day, I was somewhere. And a woman
that could be no war, baby.
Woman overcame to preach there.
And now, Yamini Power, Baby Banaho.
And after she preached,
now I broke on Yamia
Service.
Now, on the office.
We were chatting.
Now, I'm more Cassa.
And I was describing a vision, and I said, and they used to. He said, he, prophet. I said, you just preach.
Or say, now, and Chibian Puna, okay, Radia Samo.
So, preaching is different, and power is different.
It is our kind of Radia Sam, now you're strong. Not so what to me soon, and also what's wrong.
You can be preaching without power.
Who bets me, okay, Radia Sam,
now you need to preachers who in their stomach is cranberry juice and grapes. Nothing is there.
It's in your so for baby. Some now more can a drink and quana yom yafuni muma.
And pizza and
no more real manosa.
Well, little you did now. Amen. Come, come and sit here. Amen. Come and sit here. Clap for him for being late and he has come. Lift a word and shout, I refuse to live without power.
Means na abrabo we mu a mini to me.
When you have power, you determine the rules.
And it's a woo to me, I would me she shan near maybe to now to me she share
and restrictions.
Now to me and man near maybe so.
You show the devil what he must do.
Oh, chair or bonnet for no near or on ye.
Now. Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
Asoma fongo matinkuno.
He said, you shall receive power.
Na ubenya tumino.
When the Holy Ghost comes upon you.
Sa honhon kronkrono eba wo soa.
John 1:12 says, as many as believe, he gave them power to become the sons of God.
Na yohane ngumati ba akone kase na dodo na oji omudi ye no omo omutumi se omo mameye
erade ma. Acts 1:8. He said, you shall receive power. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And when it comes upon you, he shall make you to become a witness. So the power is not for only speaking in tongues. Or for entertainment.
Now
tell your neighbor, we are not here for window shopping. Tell you, I'm not in the kingdom from window shopping. Ask your neighbor, we are, tell you, we are in the kingdom for work, for work. So the preaching is starting now. The power that comes upon you, it's not for only tongues. No. But the power that comes upon you is for you to become a witness. So if you're here and you are telling me that you are a Christian, you are born again, you've accepted the Lord into your life, and for many years you don't witness, you don't speak them, you don't speak the word to anybody, what kind of power did you receive? Who is a witness?
Why na oye oma adansi e? Oye adansi dini.
One.
Ni edi kain.
A witness is a testimony giver.
Obia oma adan odi adansi e no eyo obia oma adansi.
You have something to testify.
Uwo bibia obedi ho adansi e.
You have something to give.
Uwo bibia obema.
Nobody is sitting down here who is empty. You have something to give. So when the power comes upon you, the people around you, you begin to tell them something about what you have. Begin to testify. You cannot carry power and sit at one place. Two. Who is a witness? A witness is an argument terminator. Sorry, let me go here before you move. A witness is an evidence producer. Or is a proof producer. If I call you Mesri, come and give me witness of what happened in your house. You come and show me proof. Anyone who is witnessing must carry proof. Anyone who is witnessing must carry evidence, must carry a proof. So we the born again, we the sons of God, the Bible says, you shall receive power when the Holy God comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses. It means we shall produce results. We will show the world evidence. I pray that God will raise men in this generation that will become proof producers. Now the third one is a witness is an argument terminator. Do you know why? If there's an argument and you appear with an evidence, you terminate the argument. There is argument in the world. There is argument in the office. There is argument in your house. It is the proof you carry that will terminate the argument. A man with evidence is never at the mercy of the man with argument. I pray that God will use you as an evidence and as a testimony to terminate all arguments. Are you here today? Anywhere you show yourself, because you carry proof, you terminate arguments. The last one, a witness is an opinion changer. You're in your office. People have gathered. And they are talking. Pastors use expensive cars. They have wrong opinion about the church. You are there to change their opinion. Are you here today? You don't join the world to fight your church.
Are
you here today? People have opinion about the church, opinion about men of God. Anywhere you find yourself, you share their opinion by telling them it is not so. Are you here today? That's why you were born again. That's why you are in the light. You don't allow people to fight the church. No, you don't allow people to fight against your man of God or man of God. So anywhere you find yourself, because you are a witness, because you are a witness, you shame people's opinion, negative opinion, negative opinion. But we are in a generation where the hypocrisy is too much. I will calm down another time, but not today. The last one, a witness is a decision influencer. You influence people's decisions. I will not serve God again. And when you meet them, you affect their decisions. I will not go to church again. But when you meet them, you will influence their decisions.
Are you
here today? My last level, you understand my message now. Power is for what? Write
it down.
After witness. The main reason why he said you shall receive power. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And you shall become witness. It means, Harold, you have a role to play in the kingdom. Let me talk to you now.
No, no, kasa.
Hit your chest and shout, I have a role to play. Play your role means. One, be involved. Two, have your hand in. Three, contribute
to.
Four, become part of something. Do you know what makes people to win football matches? It's not individual skill. What makes people to win matches is teamwork. So in the kingdom, it's not individual skill. Everybody must play a role. Like in a movie. For movie to be nice, anybody they put you in a movie, you must play your role well. If you are playing football match, number 9 is playing well. Number 6 is playing well. Number 7 is playing well. Number 11 is playing well. Number 4 is playing well. Number 3 is playing well. Number 5 is playing well. And number 1, the goalkeeper.
You are the kind of, and also now your goalkeeper.
Doesn't play his role well.
So no one did it here.
Imagine right now. Your nose decide not to work for one day. Talk to me.
Why you say ejuma da kumpa?
Or your nose decide when to work.
And as I said, da open obey ejuma.
God created the world and put systems in place so everything will play its role well.
Erade po asase no di bibia totu ho pepepe se ne bibia beye na adwuma so ye.
My question to you.
You say,
you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you,
and
you shall become witness.
And
witness, you begin to play your role in the kingdom.
My
question to you is that, what role are you playing in the kingdom? The church you go, the kingdom you are in today.
And then
everybody is fighting, struggling for money. I don't curse. I don't hate money.
On times he can also and then
everybody is working for his selfish self. What he will get, what he will build. The most compulsory thing on the earth is to make heaven.
There's
nothing compulsory again. The man that died in US in an helicopter, are you richer than the man?
Debita.
He died and nothing followed him. What role are you playing in your church? Even the word supernatural, it is a super and the natural that comes together, it becomes supernatural. If God wants to do something for you,
it is a ready person.
He will play your part and he will play his part. If you don't play your part well, he can't do his part. This is where we are now. There are some of us, the power has come. You are in the church, sitting down, give your offering and going home. You don't do anything. You don't do anything in the kingdom. You are not playing any role well. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse
6.
It shows us how to play our role. Today,
Kanayo.
If you see him personally, he's not an occult man. You see him personally, he's not a wicked man. You see him personally, he's a humble, nice guy.
Because
he plays the role of an occult man very well.
And yes,
that is a role he plays well. So people see him as that.
Hear me.
It is your role that makes you to become a role model. I don't like the way you're clapping hands. It's the role you play. What you are doing in the house of God. Can somebody look at you and say, I want to be like you? It's because you don't play your role well. Nobody wants to be like you. Nobody will desire you. Because you are not playing your role well. Yes.
Sanity, pepe.
Play your role well.
It is a way you choose to be here.
So people will look at you and want to be like you.
Enti ano nebe ma obi be show no nipa na yena jo isa misu mi pesa me nyati se nipa we.
I know somebody too.
Oni mo obi so sa.
He puts in a movie.
Odi ni share a sinting.
As a man of God.
Say onya
the way he acts.
Oye wo sini
people want to be like him.
Obi a pesa onya ti se.
What role are you playing as power has come upon your life?
Enti to mi di na aba o so no day to me di na wo ya wo ya.
Shut the world.
She we are see
people are dying.
Nipa do do.
Shut the world.
She we are see a
shut the world.
She we
souls are perishing. Shut the world. God did not call us to into a window shopping or into competition or into fighting. He called us into witness. He called us to play a role. Put on a screen for the 1 Corinthians. I have 4 more minutes or 10 more minutes. Be fast. 3:6 or so. If I'm right.
3:6.
Corinthians. Okay, they told me that the network, the ring.
I planted.
Read again.
I planted.
So, I saw for plants.
Now, I saw for a
I saw for waters, then God will bring the increase.
It means you
play your role, you play your role, and God plays role. So most of us, we've not done our role. We've not done your role. You expect God to do his role. You have not prayed. You have not fasted. You have not looked up to God. You expect God to change your life. You have not invested. You have not worked with good people. You have not behaved well. You expect God to change your life. Who do you expect to play your role for you? Before God to step in, you must play your role. I must play my role. Are you here today? Don't play somebody's role. Know your role. It's a way you plant. Let him water. Then I, the Lord, I will bring the increase. I speak in your life. Receive power to play your role. Play your role. Play your role. Where God has put you, the role he has given you, play your role. What role are you playing in your church? What role? There's one general rule he has given all of us. Go out and ruin souls. Go out and preach the gospel. Go out and tell people about the kingdom. Write these two things down. Why must we go out and preach?
Say one.
Do you know why? Because soul winning or witnessing is the heartbeat of God. Some of the important statements, write it down. People make in life are the statements they make when they are giving farewell. When a person is dying, the statement he makes is very important. The conclusion of the man's life. What he says on the sick bed. Before he dies. We do joke with it. When somebody's about to die. I know somebody. Who came to me. He said, Papa. My father died. He couldn't speak. He looked at me at the hospital. Shook his head. No, he couldn't speak. And I thought he wanted to tell me something.
But
the words of a dying man. When a man is about to leave. The words he tells you summarize all his life.
Have
your Bible. This is Bible we are holding. There are a lot of verses in the Bible. A lot of scriptures. But the most powerful scripture we shouldn't joke with is the words he spoke before he died. The words he spoke before he departed. And the words was that. Go into the world. And preach. The words is that. You shall receive power. When Holy Ghost comes upon you. You shall become witness. No, you shall become a visa contractor. Or you shall become American citizen. There are some of you here. If
we
tell you,
see, catch yourself.
Sow 100 cedis.
Say, do you have 100 Ghana
for the church?
Ma asafuna.
You look at me as if I'm robber.
Obe shun enim to say obi or your conf or conf.
You look at me as if I'm a con man.
Obe shun enim sam.
But you meet a connection man with a foolish face and the wrong legs.
Obe shun obi or your connection man.
who look at your face and will tell you, give me $5,000. And I'll give you a visa.
Meanwhile,
the embassy, your uncle is not there. It shows your honesty and your faithfulness to God. And you will give that. Meanwhile, the person will never give God
100
cedis. Have you asked yourself?
What be someone wonder?
If like let's do a show around the junction and we say the best singers are coming from the world to come and sing, you secretly say, you
and can you maybe one of my empusum for Ura soon smooth as ye pan? Can you maybe
one empusum? One day,
that could be.
I'm not even say this. Let me continue. You see Christians there.
Uber who are Christopher in our
let's say tomorrow you're going to a brick gardens.
Yankas or today you're going to a brick gardens
and I'll pick wear your little jeans and everything.
What's she what are dear?
You see Christians appearing.
Uber who's a Christopher baby or
home? We are showing fame.
The
topic is how to have sex in the church.
As
Christians,
Christopher.
You see people gathered. But let's stand there and say, Monday, so winning. Meanwhile, the last words for our father was not visa.
The last words of our father was not
marriage or anything, but the last words of our father
was
go out. I don't have money. All my money I have is not for me.
Bibiara will be an enye era enye onu ni dia.
It's for God's work.
Eya era de na twuma dia.
I die today.
Say enne no owu
a. There's nothing in my pocket.
Oni shi e wo ni bottom.
I don't care.
Emfa ne ho.
The money I spent in soul winning and in outreach.
Tika o say say o ye ma era de wache akra abre era de no.
The money I invest.
Sika o say e wo sa die ni mu.
Do you know the words of a dying man? See, most of you.
It's
so we call US, not Canada, not China, not Dubai, not Bar. Who are called Lugushin, Oko Kanishin, and also Oyesen. Why do you know you've concluded?
Why do you need here? What's in it? He says, Sani Pano, no, 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 no.
Yesterday, a young boy came here who is a prophet.
How are you D4?
He's not here, so I will say it. I've been following you. I said, okay. Matisa. I like your ministry. I said, Matisa. I want to mentor Mr. Mati. I said, what else? He said, you travel. I said, yes, I travel. I want the traveling grace. I said, I have applied for American visa. I applied for Canada visa.
Canada, so me
I'm sorry. I'm saying God says your time has not come. Give me the scripture. Acts 1:8. Give me the scripture. Have you seen that this generation? You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. You shall become witness to me in Jerusalem. You've not started in your country. You've not started in your area. And most of you are here. It's pressure about us. into o pray ho because we bra o bra o kan chere o da
o bra na o fa mu nyina no o da na di nchere o da.
You will start witnessing.
Now, obey a dance die.
One in Jerusalem, you are in
Jerusalem. That is a baby. I want to
understand. That's how I started traveling.
And you know, she has yes, so
Togo,
Togo,
Nigeria,
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 South Africa,
South Africa,
South Africa,
South Africa,
back to Europe,
and San
Antonio,
no, I didn't call.
I started from Jerusalem
or she
to Judea to Samaria, now to the ends of the earth. That's how ministry is. That's how the kingdom is. But you first started in Jerusalem. You're not in Judea. Now you want to go to the end of the earth. Who wants to take you there?
Why not do back cross our home?
If you're clapping, clap well.
So
what will take you there?
Then
don't
back
cross
area.
What will take you there?
Then don't back when you know.
What will take you there? See, where I am now, I am going to all the regions praying and doing. Why? Because I'm affecting my Jerusalem. Play your role. Ask yourself. The church you are.
A sorry now, woman.
What is your role in the church? What role are you playing here?
To me, dear pain, I would do a sorry now. Woman,
department,
department now, woman, a corner
woman.
Day, a Jumadian, I would do woman.
Some of them are here because they want me to pray for to get a visa.
Momo, be brave, more hand, some of us, some mom, or mom, pay a mom, no one, yeah, I to
We believe you have been blessed by this message. Kindly contact us on telephone numbers +233 244 694 299 or 0247 641 502. Our email address is samprofnk@yahoo.com. That is samprofnk@yahoo.com. Our Facebook handle is www.facebook.com/SamuelAddison. Twitter @ProfSamAddison or visit our website www.prophetsamueladdison.org. Visit www.amazon.com to purchase these books by Prophet Samuel Addison. Keep the fire burning. Tell no one. Your secret is your power. Discovering the secret to the top. Why do you need power? Dealing with success killers and many more. You can also get copies of these books from any bookshop near you. God richly bless you.